There's a new initiative aimed at getting non-traditional students back in the college classroom. The state's higher education agency is promoting a program called Go Back to Move Forward. The program features a website that offers a one-stop shop assessment for non-traditional students wishing to go back to school. Roby Brock from our partner TalkBusiness.net recently spoke with interim agency director Shane Broadway to find out more about this new program.
Tell me, what is a non-traditional student and what is the impetus behind this new initiative?
A non-traditional student is any Arkansan out there who did not complete a degree, who has not completed a degree, or someone who has never gone to college, who graduated from high school, has never gone to college, they're 18 to 60. And even beyond that. But generally, someone is a non-traditional student if they don't go to college right out of high school and finish. And so the importance of this is back in 2011, Governor Beebe in his State of the State address set a goal, established a goal for Arkansas to double the number of degrees by the year 2025. We know we have to do that in terms of Arkansas's economic viability to be able to retain and recruit and create jobs in this state. You're going to have more people with certificates or degrees beyond a high school diploma. And part of that is there's not enough students in the K-12 pipeline to reach that goal. We've got to also have that huge percentage of Arkansans who have some college but no degree or have not been to college at all to come back. And so that's the reason behind the initiative.
How big is this universe that you're talking about? Do you have any idea of how many non-traditional students you may be talking about?
One of the statistics I've seen from previous census information talks about between the ages of 18 and 34, in that age group, half of those people in that age group have some college but no degree. So you're talking about a wide range of population of students who have gone to college and did not finish for whatever reason, or people who did not go to college who would like to go back. And so we know there are a number of these students that are out there. What we're trying to do is reach them with this website and with this campaign to encourage them to come back. Many of them have been out for several years, and there's a lot that's changed in terms of their ability to come back, but sometimes that can be very confusing. You've got to go back and get old transcripts, you've got to go through the admissions process, but also many of these students are working, trying to raise a family, and so a typical college schedule may not fit for them to be able to go to work, go find a parking spot on a college campus, which we know sometimes can be
right.
difficult, and then go to class. A lot of times they've got obligations at night, and so a lot has changed because of technology. There are a lot more opportunities for non-traditional students to take advantage of with many of the institutions, public and private here in Arkansas, to be able to take a course online. So they can work, they can go home and be with their family, and once maybe the kids are at bed, go to bed, they can go to class. Online and do their homework.
I want to shift into the lottery at some point in this discussion, but would a non-traditional student qualify for some of the lottery scholarship money that's out there?
We do have non-traditional students who are part of the Arkansas Academic Challenge, which is partially funded by lottery. We have about $12 million each year as set by law by the General Assembly that go towards non-traditional students. Last year we were not able to award any because we reached that cap very quickly. They do retain their scholarship at a higher level. And these are students, I've been involved with non-traditional students for many years, actually passed a piece of legislation that was the first non-traditional scholarship in the country, focused primarily at those students because so many of them want to come back. They're in their communities, they have families, they're more than likely to stay in Arkansas, they're more than likely to major in areas where we have shortages such as nursing and teaching. And so there are opportunities, financial aid for them, they can apply. Right now we do have a waiting list, but hopefully as we go through the process, we're going to be able to award more and more non-traditionals.
As a parent of a student who is about to approach the college ranks here, one of the things that has overwhelmed me is the cost of higher education. Yeah. It is very expensive to go get a degree at a four-year, sometimes even at a two-year school. Why does higher education continue to climb in cost like it does? Why is it so expensive?
Well, I will tell you first off that I think, in my personal opinion, that investment is still one of the best investments you'll ever make. The investment you make in a higher education over your lifetime will pay you back much, much more than if you had not made that investment. But part of it is, and it's not just in Arkansas, it's around the country. For many years, funding from the state to institutions of higher education has been relatively flat. In Arkansas, primarily, the focus for the last 10 years has had to be on K-12 education because of the Lakeview decision.
Correct.
And so most education dollars have had to go to K-12. And so funding for higher education has remained about the same. And so you've had, at the same time happening, a tremendous growth in the number of students going to college, but funding remaining the same. And so they have to find ways by which to pay for those costs. They have increased costs in utilities and all that.
Tuition increases.
And that's, so that usually falls to tuition. But we have, and the General Assembly has been encouraging them to focus on ways in which to reduce cost, whether it's in energy savings, looking for ways to be more efficient on campus. I think some of them are looking at, you know, more online opportunities where you don't have the brick and mortar expense. So there are a lot of ways in which they're trying to look at ways to reduce that. But when you have relatively flat funding, it makes that sometimes difficult.
In your estimation, how do you see the lottery scholarship process working? Is it as efficient, as effective as it could be?
We certainly have improved our processing of when we take the applications. We've reduced our cost by about $500,000 this year, and we've been able to get those awards out before high school graduation, and so that gives parents and students a little better time to plan. I think what you're going to see between now and January is we're starting to run the data in terms of, now the General Assembly will have 2 years of data around October when we finish processing everything. And they'll be able to start looking to see if any trends have developed in terms of what students likely to keep their scholarship, what students likely to lose their scholarship, and see if there's anything in terms of the requirements for the scholarship that may need to be adjusted.
Shane Broadway is the interim director of the Arkansas Department of Higher Education. He talked with Roby Brock from TalkBusiness.net earlier this month. Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And Verizon, offering a wide selection of productivity-enhancing tablets for small business, including the Apple iPad. More information at a Verizon Communications store near you or online at vzw.com/smallbusiness. And CEG Partners, using empirical data to better understand your customers' experiences and their loyalties. More information at cegpartners.com.